One other question about PARP inhibitors, which is how do these agents play out in terms of tolerability in men as opposed to women? In women, we hear about GI problems, we hear about cytopenias. You mentioned niraparib, thrombocytopenia, olaparib, you hear about anemia. Same tolerability issues in men?
Well, it's all a function of how late these drugs are used. So, of course, prostate cancer is a bone tropic disease. A lot of these patients have tons of bone metastases, bone marrow invasion. So, a lot of these men have myelophysic anemia already to begin with. If you use those in the very late stages of the disease, especially if you use them after taxane chemotherapy, the cytopenias can be quite significant. And with olaparib, which is the one I have the most experience with, anemia can be severe, including I've had a few patients with grade 3 anemia requiring transfusions. Niraparib, I have not used myself, but my colleagues have mentioned a lot of thrombocytopenia with this drug, again, especially in patients that have a lot of bone disease. When you use these drugs before chemotherapy in the castration-resistant pre-chemo space, the cytopenias are much less. However, nausea and abdominal discomfort seem to be significant toxicities, and many of these men actually begin to lose weight because their appetite becomes significantly suppressed. So I've seen a lot of weight loss due to anorexia, due to vague queasiness, nausea. I haven't typically seen vomiting. Also fatigue. These drugs, independently of their myelosuppressive properties, can cause fatigue even without anemia. So that's what I've noticed. And of course, there's a theoretical concern about a 1%, let's say, risk of triggering a myelodysplasia. And of course, you have to remember that these men with prostate cancer, advanced castration-resistant disease, are typically in their 60s and 70s. So these are the very same patients who are at risk of developing myelodysplastic syndrome anyway. And so one of the potential concerns is if you give a man who's 75, who might have, funny-looking bone marrow or blood smear anyway, a PARP inhibitor, and he responds for 18 months or 24 months, might this patient potentially develop an MDS or something?